Since the adoption of the Paris Agreement in 2015, society has been pursuing its goal: to limit global warming to below 2 degrees Celsius, and preferably to 1.5 degrees Celsius, compared to pre-industrial levels. The scale of action and the extent of global collaboration required to reach this goal is huge, but it can be done if we take action immediately. Following the Paris Agreement, there is an increasing public and private sector focus on net zero emissions targets. Companies like those in aviation have pressure coming from all sides: investors, employees, lawmakers, and of course customers, to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and achieve society's net zero ambition. Aviation is one of the fastest growing sources of greenhouse gas emissions, currently accounting for around 3% of the world's annual carbon emissions. And as other sectors decarbonize and passenger numbers grow, aviation could represent up to 22% of global emissions by 2050. But aviation is also an important part of achieving business growth. In 2019, businesses spent $1.4 trillion on corporate travel. However, corporate travel can, in some cases, also account for the vast majority of a company's carbon emissions. The question is, how can we ensure that business travel remains an option without contributing to the growth of greenhouse gas emissions?